11.
Madam Chair, Corporation Council has a recent ordinance regarding to the residency.
Yeah, I think we'll finish with the agenda and say that last. Thank you for assisting me as chair. Moving on to item 7, Madam Clerk, would you call item 7?
Item number 7, from the Director of Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a verbal status update on Park East parcels. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. The other item that has been talked about continuously, I think, in the media has been the Park East. And I ask that we get a verbal update, which would include the parcels that we need to be aware of and an overview. So, Mr. Tafora, I don't know if you're going to do that yourself or ask the colleague, whatever you, however you'd like to proceed. Why don't you go ahead and provide the report?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, thank you. I'll provide the verbal report. I have Craig Dillman, Real Estate Services, here for any technical questions that you might have. And so when people talk about the Park East, I have my little thing here, laser. This is what they refer to really as the Park East. And we kind of split it into two by the river here. So this is east of the river. This is west of the river. Extremely excited about when I say about what happened the last 6 months here is east of the river. You talk about 1E is also referred to as the Curdle site, which is RSC, which is Richard Curdle's. I believe he purchased that parcel back in 2008 and unfortunately wasn't able to do anything. He now has a new partner, and they're ready to go. And I believe they did an intro in March. They showed a couple designs of what they will be and will be coming back hopefully in June or July to this committee with a developer's agreement of what 1E will look like. 2E right now has been empty. I'm extremely excited about 2E. There's a lot of excitement around it, and I've had preliminary talks with the developer and a possible tenant as well as with the city, and so it's my hope that, again, in the next month or two, I'll be able to bring those people to you for approval to move forward, but very excited about it. 4E is the MSOE parcel. That's the parking structure with the soccer field on top of it. 3E will be the open space. 5E now belongs to BMO Harris. We're not sure what they're going to do with it yet, but they're in control of that. 6E, we'll be hearing about 6E next month, I believe, because at the end of June, Rainier. Yep, Rainier has the option on that, and it expires at the end of June, and so they're going to need to come back to this committee and grant another option or extend it. So extremely excited about east of the river. I think west is what my division really needs to focus on the most. 4W is this little one right here. I'm sorry, my hand's shaking there. I'm not a doctor. This little parcel right here is controlled by the city. This is where Sydney High currently sits. And so my hope is what's going to happen is here is for one of the first times we're going to be able to combine this parcel into one, so the city and the county will be able to own it. And so not only will the city benefit from it, but we'll have the city be able to TIFT and do all the great things that the city can do. So I'm hopeful for this one. I've pitched 1W to a couple different people who I think fits the requirements, a couple different commercial brokers. I haven't heard back from them yet, but I'm hopeful. They're still out looking at other parcels, but should they like this one, I will definitely obviously go through the process and bring them back here to present to you. So what we really need to focus on here, I believe, is 2W and 3W. That's from 4th Street to 6th Street. That's what, County Executive Abley as well as Mayor Tom Barrett formed, the Park East Advisory Committee, and this is really kind of what we're focusing on to rebrand it, to market this. Now this is kind of, I want to say, not off the market, but this is Kohl's. Would have started here and gone all the way to here, and so that has kind of been out of the, I haven't been soliciting those parcels since June of last year until February of this year, and so we're a little behind on this, but very excited to look at what's possible here. You've heard We haven't, the administration has not had any talks with Bradley Center folks, but I know there was an article in the paper about possibly holding over 2W and 3W for a future Bradley Center. Now that would be obviously a policy decision, and if they approach us and have those talks, obviously we'll come to you and get your recommendations or suggestions on that. But that's pretty much the Parkees. Craig, if you have anything else to...
Yes, and Madam Chair, if I may.
Sure.
Craig Dolman, a manager of real estate services. Just for the benefit of the committee, the history as to the marketing of the county-owned parcels, it's important to point out that we did go out to market on 1E, 2E, 6E, and 4W, and we had options on all of those parcels. Mr. Tafora referred to 6E as being still under option. That was one of the original ones that was procured. They, in turn, are working diligently to try to assemble that small triangular 6E with the riverfront parcel that they have under control. So it's more than just a triangle. It really is an assembled that can exponentially drive a product that I think we can all be proud of. So in other words, we sold 1E, and that was December of 2007, so the county realized their $1.5 million. We had an option on 2E. We have an option on 6E. We had one on 4W. Because of the times that we experienced, those options were not exercised, with the exception of 1E. So we did actively and aggressively pursue them. It's just the economy was not kind to us as others.
And the color coding on this chart, yellow and the blue, are they significant?
Madam Chair, the mustard color is county. The yellow was city. The pure yellow is city of Milwaukee. The blue was deemed to be needed right of way. Need of right of way.
Thank you. Committee members, Supervisor Mayo, then Supervisor Schmidt.
Okay, let's go back to 5E. Did we do a land swap?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, the transaction that took place between the county, BMO Harris, and MSOE comprised 4E, 5E, and 3E. So, yes, there was a rearranging of the puzzle pieces, and in turn, at the end of the day, the puzzle now looks 4E and 3E are MSOE project, 3E being the open space area, 4E being the actual project, and 5E being BMO Harris, which was the reconfiguration. As you can see, I call it the Nike swoosh, which is down below. That was owned by M&I/BMO. So in turn, as a part of that exchange, they realized 5E versus the Nike swoosh.
That came in front of the county.
Yes, that was all a part of the package.
And then you said 4W was Milwaukee County, and the little piece that you are marketing, so 95% of that land is Milwaukee County. So that's how the percentage is going to be out versus saying we're going to split with the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. No, Madam Chair, Supervisors, no, it's just that we control this little parcel right here, and they control this one right here.
I'm sorry, the county controlled the mustard colored.
Right.
The white below it was Sydney High, which was privately owned until.
Right here.
That's so all the city owned.
Now.
Yes.
Now.
Correct.
And the rest of Milwaukee County.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Make sure we get our fair share. And you talk about something you have somebody, I don't know which number, because I was trying to write down what you're saying, but you have offer, but was there an RFP going on?
No, there's no offer. I'm sorry. Madam Chair, Supervisor, there's no offer. There's interest. I can't do offers. So if someone just says they have an interest, I meet with them. If it makes sense from us, we introduce them to the city. If it makes sense from city ordinance and from their standpoint, then we introduce them to this committee and ask to go into negotiations with them.
You won't be able to do RFP, because that's one of our policies, that you're going to sell any land and somebody else might have interest.
Sure.
You should stay within our policy. I'm happy that you're marketing and stuff, but we have a policy that if any land that we sell, that it should be RFP.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, yes, I don't think we've done that yet. And MSOE started before I was here, but did you RFP MSOE?
Yes. We did not?
No.
Madam Chair, we did not.
Oh, really?
Did.
I wasn't the chair.
That was the question.
Yeah. Chairman.
Mr.
Madam Chair, UWM Innovation Park, was that RFP'd?
No.
No. So.
So there have been exceptions.
Oh,
I wasn't chair either, okay. So.
I wasn't chair. Well, that's interesting.
All right.
When you leave the committee, it changes.
Supervisor Schmidt, you're up.
Well, I understand. Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Mayo's concern, I kind of voiced that a little bit as far as, you know, that's mainly our land. I want to make sure that, you know, we're cooperating, but we do get, you know, we've waited a long time to get a piece of the pie here, as we're saying. I'll get more excited when I see some stuff coming back or some RFPs. I mean, we've gone a long time, and I understand the difficulties. I spoke to that as well about financing and continuations and stuff, but I'll get more excited when we see some more concrete things coming. But the question or comment I had, I guess, on 2W and 3W, just looking forward to that. Now, that's such a major component, a major parcel. We've got the groups looking at it, et cetera. I know the whole coast thing. I'm not going to revisit that, although we're really in the loop on that. A lot of incentives you have to give in such a large thing. You know, we're talking about economic development. We're talking about the different counties. I'm most concerned about Milwaukee County, obviously. But, you know, in that kind of expanse and that large attract, it seems to me, you know, if we're not going to just piecemeal it, that we're looking for somebody big. I mean, Coles was an opportunity, I understand, okay. But I'm not real big on, you know, we move Coles from here. In other words, taking entities and large corporations, there aren't too many here, that we could move from one area to another. I mean, it's nice for us. We're talking about regionalism and cooperation, too. So I guess my question or my point is this study, are we looking to incentivize or look at corporations outside Wisconsin to bring someone in this area with some of the pluses that we can give? Because that would be, I'd be much more excited about that than a transferring of a corporation from one area of Milwaukee County or near Milwaukee County to there. If you follow my thought on that, that would be my comment. Madam
Sure.
Chair. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, yes, absolutely. I mean, we see that as being a worldwide headquarters for a corporation. I mean, it's a fantastic spot, and we are the it's, as you see from the numbers of job creation over the past year, less than 2% come from companies moving out of state. So it is very difficult to attract a new corporate, no matter who you are or where you are. It's very difficult, but obviously that's what we're trying to do. It's still a focus of ours. We've been working with the M7. I can tell you that when you talk about outside of Wisconsin, the M7 is looking at northern Illinois suburbs, manufacturers from 50 employees to 500 employees, and there's about 950 companies right now that fit that. So they're looking at that. We're looking at Germany, and we're also looking at Spain. Those three areas right there, because I think that'd be a fantastic worldwide headquarters spot. So we are, but knowing it is difficult to move someone, either international or across state line.
Any other committee members?
Madam Chair, just to, I guess, refocus back, the committee does expect that RFPs be put out. We have done RFPs for requests for proposals for different parcels on the Park East, and there are notable exceptions because MSOE I put in a different category. It's just as simple as that. And there are those of us that did not approve of UWM out at the county grounds and did vote against that and did bring up the objection that it was not done by an RFP. So I would hope that you wouldn't take some of those actions as being what the policy of the board is. We expect every parcel to go out for RFP. If there is a notable exception, we'll take that into account. But we would prefer that we hear about these developments before the newspaper does. And that's the thing. And we will, at least I will look quite harshly at proposals that come before the board if the way I find out about it is through the newspaper versus the RFP process and the request for information process.
Anyone else in the committee? Supervisor Mayo?
I just want to know, Madam Chairman, Chairperson, can you tell me our policy of exposing land? And I would like to make sure that if there's any exception, UWM at the county grounds was, when they had the West Flashing building and had a number of people proposing at the same time when it was going out, the UWM was also doing an RFP for a number of the parcels of those lands. My question for the Park East, and I'll know my constituents, and if you're going to sell the Park East, instead of keeping it gravel, why won't you put some grass on it so people understand what's going on versus making it look like an eyesore? Second thing that is, since you are talking about cooperation, I'm glad that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are going to have a lot more cooperation now, because we had a number of our parcels that we could have sold, and it would not have been an eyesore, but we had two administrators who was combating back and forth with our Park East. So I'm glad the two right now can get along and we can make this a partnership. So let's make sure we understand that Park East, before we have tried to market that Park East quite well, we had a number of people who stepped at the plate, but we could not get a number of zoning, a TIF. We cannot get administration of infrastructure. So I'm glad that we are working as a team now to vitalize Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee, because that's been an eyesore for quite a while now.
Supervisor Brock, you've been waiting patiently.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Mayo anticipated one of my concerns. In fact, I read recently that someone in the business community had suggested that grassing the Park East in those plots would be advisable in terms of making them attractive to a potential consumer. You'll recall that 3 or 4 years ago, a number of us launched just that same effort and were not successful in getting it through. It's a rather minimal cost, and I think the payback comes in the sale and can be built in. So I think that would be a wise thing to do. And it provides temporary green space, and if we'd done this 4 years ago, we would have had this green space open and available and in a much more attractive circumstance there. But secondly, I am concerned and would like to be updated on the intention regarding any green space. This goes back a number of years that we had discussed this, and I haven't heard an update. Green space provided in the Park East corridor.
Mr. Tafoya, you did indicate there is the green space provided in the MSOE project. Just Other than that, is there any green space being planned?
Madam
Mr.
Chair.
Dillman?
The county is following the adopted redevelopment plan by the city of Milwaukee for the Park East corridor. They, in turn, had designated 3E within the corridor as being the public open space area. So we, in turn, recognized that and incorporated it in our gesture or initiation when someone stepped up and expressed an interest. So that was a part of the redevelopment plan, which is established by the city of Milwaukee.
And has the county approved that redevelopment plan with regard to the properties owned by the county?
Well, the redevelopment plan was endorsed by the county as a whole, being partners. It was the county, the city, and the state initially were the three partners that looked at the entire corridor, embraced the redevelopment plan because that is local jurisdiction, zoning for local jurisdiction. We, in turn, are following the local jurisdiction as it relates to development inclusive of that identification of open space.
And that goes back quite a few years.
2004.
When they accessed the real estate. Supervisor
yes.
Broderick.
That's what I wanted to hear. And that is essentially built in and guaranteed that no further development will at any time in the future take place on that lot. Is that?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, 3E is memorialized by means of a permanent perpetual easement that restricts it only to that, which in turn the county board approved. So in turn, yes, it complies fully.
Thank you much.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Really what the committee's trying to do here is establish what we've done, where we are, where we're going, and the final thing on this, I think you've mentioned that the county exec has an advisory committee. Of course, Public Policy Forum did a Park East piece last week. They also wanted to see us plant stress on the parcels 1W, 2W, 3W. They would like to see that planted, so that those comments were being made in a fairly open forum. But Mr. Tafora, if you could please identify the advisory committee members that the county executive has appointed.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Supervisors, I don't have the list of the full committee. The only people who met was the steering committee, and that was just to form the agenda. And that would have been County Executive Abley, Mayor Barrett, Greg Ewan from Ewan Epstein, Jim Barry from Cassidy Turley Barry, Barry Mandel, Gary Grunow, Bruce Block.
This is steering committee?
That was just steering committee to put the agenda. I believe the next one we haven't set yet, but I did reach out when the first committee when we first started this, the districts were, I believe Supervisor Broderick had a lot of the eastern portion, and then the western portion is in District 10. I did reach out to Supervisor Broderick that he's more than welcome to be on it. I spoke to Supervisor Bowen last week and invited him to sit on that committee. So.
All right, so I think that gives us a status update, and moving forward, we will try to do things in process according to procedure, so hopefully we can all move together on this. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. DeFore, some of the names I heard are developers. Are they to come up with some plan for which they will not seek any development themselves, any business for themselves? Because I hear Barry Mandel, Gary Grunow, Jim Barry, they're developers. So what is the what are they trying to do? Are they trying to package something for themselves, or how is this going to work?
What's the process of the advisory committee?
Yeah, yeah. What's the mission of the advisory committee?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, the mission is just to gain insight into their view. I mean, we're not developers, we're not real estate people, nor should we be. But they are, so they're better able to tell us that you need trees, you need grass, you need a marketing plan, you need a brochure, you need to rebrand it. Park East Corridor has a negative connotation to it. We need to change the name, just different things like that. By no means, and everyone on this committee understands that it's not a handout of free of parcels or packaging for themselves. I mean, that's not the goal of this at all.
Will committee members be able to get some information regarding the advisory committee and its mission, its goals, or what it is to do?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to provide you minutes after the meeting and who attended and what was talked about.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Otherwise, we're going to move on. Thank you very much for that report. It was extremely helpful and informational. Moving on to item 8, this is in response, I believe,